Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Walters, who works for Mako Flooring up in Wisconsin, but is also the upcoming chairman of the board of the WFCA. Jim, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. Thanks for being with us this morning. If you would, just start out, tell our listeners a little bit about your background, how you got in the flooring business.
I've been in the floor covering business virtually all my adult life. I started working part-time for Mako's floor covering as I was going to school, pushing a broom, cutting carpet in the warehouse, and I believe, if I recall, making about $2.50 an hour at the time, and worked my way through various jobs, door manager, assistant to the president. And then back around 1999, 2000, I believe, I left for a couple years, and I went to work for Floor Star Sales out of Chicago. Spent some time in lower Michigan on the Armstrong side of the business as a sales manager over there. And then my good friend and partner, Jeff Mako, called and said, "Hey, Jim, I'm thinking about buying out my dad, and I'd like you to come back and be a partner in this. What do you think?" And so I ended up coming back, and here I am today.
Okay. And you're president of this organization?
Yes, I'm president. There are four partners in the business, equal owners, and I'm the president of the company, yes.
All right. So you've been in flooring most of your life?
Yes.
Right, so how is it that you got talked into becoming the chairman of the board of the WFCA?
A few people, I think, were instrumental. Jay Copelson from Mannington, Bob Hill at the time was the chairman, Chris Davis, of course. They approached me about serving on the board of directors, and right. I got involved that way. Have been on the executive board for several years now, I guess. This year we'll take over as chairman.
Okay. And just part of the news we're running today on Floor Daily is the fact that you are the rising chairman, and then I guess Harold Chapman has been elected to come in right behind you with Bonnet's Flooring out of Greenville, South Carolina, and also a StarNet member. There's been some new board members added. There was Marianne Adams and Bob Caputa, Kelby Frederick, and Howard Partridge have been added to the board, right?
Yes, that is correct. Some very good quality people added to the board of directors at the spring meeting. And yes, Harold, of course, is the chairman-elect, right, and serves on the executive board.
So have you already had your orientation? Do you know what the chairman of the board does at the WFCA?
I guess as best as anyone can be prepared. I've spoken with several past presidents. They've all been very gracious to say, you know, my phone is open. Give me a call if you have any questions. And of course, the staff at WFCA, they do all the heavy lifting. Chris and his people, I'm very confident, will make me look good.
So you think you'll keep Chris on as the president?
Okay.
All right. Well, what is the WFCA focused on? I know they're focused on these new carpet installation standards. What else are you looking at?
Well, there are several things that the WFCA is doing. Mainly, it really is as an association, trying to reach out to all channels of our industry and, of course, increase the membership of the association at all times. That's ultimately the goal. Reaching out to all channels of the industry, whether it's manufacturer, distributor, retail, inspection, restoration people, installation. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in our industry, and WFCA is a great organization, a great association to represent the industry and trying to move the industry forward, mm-hmm. Trying to elevate the perception of floor covering in the consumer's mind and try to make sure that we're getting the discretionary dollars into our industry. That the finite number of discretionary dollars that the consumers have to spend, mm-hmm. Trying to do things to point them towards our industry. Also, a lot of legislative and regulatory advocacy that is done behind the scenes. We're looking at some legislation that perhaps is starting to get some groundswell regarding sales tax and internet purchases, which has been a source of a lot of complaints from our membership anyway. And then some stewardship. You'd mentioned the ANSI standards that we're working on as a member of the industry, the ANSI carpet standards, which in essence will replace the old CR 104 and 105. Right. Also involved in CIF,
right.
CFI, the installation program, extremely important. The WFCA, I believe, without its involvement in the B2B, we wouldn't see the technology of B2B in our industry the way we see it today, and we're firmly trying to help that process. The WFCA also supports the IICRC. Don't ask me what that stands for, because I have to ask every time, but
right.
it's really the independent inspectors, I believe, and restoration cleaning people.
That's right. Okay, and you ran through some alphabet soup. And the FCIF, that's, you know, we ran through right through that. That's a huge part of what the WFCA does. And that's that whole philanthropic part where if somebody gets sick or has some major expenses associated with health issues, this industry, almost like the Screen Actors Guilds, it's almost unprecedented for an industry like ours to have an account that will help them in that area.
I agree, and I think sometimes it's a pretty big secret in the industry. I think a lot of people don't understand that foundation does some tremendous things for people in our industry that might fall in some tough or difficult times with their health and their ability to pay the bills, so to speak.
Okay, Jim. Real quick, one last question before we run out of time. Just tell me, a lot of people are curious, you know, what are we seeing at retail? You can tell us from, at least from a Green Bay, Wisconsin perspective, tell us what's going on in the flooring business in your area.
I think we're back to, for those of us who have been around a long time, I think we're back to an old cycle that used to always exist. The new construction, of course, is way down. We're back to that spring-fall cycle of retail. We've had a lot of headwinds this year. Anyone who's seen national news, certainly there have been a lot of headwinds. And here in the state of Wisconsin, we've had a lot of political turmoil, which probably gave us a little bit more in the way of headwind. Consumers just, we sell a product that is easily deferred. And, you know, so I think pent-up demand will remain out there. It's just trying to tap it. But we're still somewhat bullish. I think the second half of the year, we can see some little bit of growth, some light at the end of the tunnel, incremental growth. Here in the Midwest, we've been a little bit more fortunate than other areas of the country. Our highs aren't as high, our lows aren't as low. Our commercial business is creeping up. That's very happy about that. But certainly, we're not going to see any volume records this year. But we didn't plan for any either.
No, but basically your business is up, right?
Our business is up, but nothing to brag about, and it's taken a lot of hard work to do it.
All right, Jim, appreciate it so much. Again, we've been talking to Jim Walters, whose day job is the president of Mako Floors in Wisconsin, and his new job soon to be is to also be chairman of the board of WFCA. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.